Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We started talking yesterday about the best and the worst of humanity. And we're talking about Charlottesville and comparing it to Houston, the aftermath of Houston and when Hurricane Harvey hit, and how people in Texas and really all over the country have just come together. And you've really seen the best in people in terms of what it brings out. And then again, Charlottesville was that underbelly of, you know, how nasty can we be to each other? And the point I made is that most people are good. The vast majority really are. And that there's very few people out there that just have bad intentions or mean-spirited or nasty. They exist, but there's not, you know, hopefully you don't surround yourself with too many. And as a percentage of the overall population, they're probably not that high. But the point I want to make today is that if you look for the negative, that's what you're going to see. Do you ever notice when you start to shop for a car and you see that car on the road wherever you go? You're watching TV or ads and all of a sudden that car pops up again. And if you think about the reason that you're seeing that car, it's because you're tuned into it. So if you choose to tune yourself into negative politics or, you know, some of the horrific things that people do to each other, well, then that's what you're going to see because that's what you're focused in on. The other thought is if instead you choose to tune into some of the great things that people do for each other, then that's what you'll start to notice. So from my perspective, it's a pretty easy decision as to which way you want to go. From a mental health standpoint, from a general happiness standpoint, start spending more time focused on the positive things in life. Tomorrow I'm going to get into the negativity that you get from the media and mainstream, but there are certainly examples of places you can go that are less negative, where you can get some better news. And so we're going to spend some time there, but really and truly want you to think about this idea of surrounding yourself with as much positive influence or positive energy as you possibly can, right? It just helps things. It really does. Again, mentally, physically, in every way, just being more positive, you become happier as a result. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to listen to the podcast. And if you are listening for the first few times, I'd love for you to subscribe. And also, if you wouldn't mind, just leave a review. Let us know what you think. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to touch on the media negativity bias that we get so frequently. For today, again, you have a choice when you wake up in the morning. Do you want to be negative or positive? Try the positive path. Surround yourself with things that make you feel good. Take in information that's pleasing, not that's distressing, wherever you can.